The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Seraph Oaks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Seraph Oaks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Thank you, Father, again, because of your loving kindness. Thank you because there is going to be a restoration in our life today. Thank you because you're going to meet us. You're going to stoop down to meet with us. And you, the Lord, you're going to raise us from that position of hopelessness and helplessness to the glory of your holy name. You that you know respect our person, you have done it for Mary Magdalene. You will do the same even beyond that for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue with our study on Mary Magdalene. And in the last program, we were still looking at that Deuteronomy 10:12. And the topic we look at is that to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Serving the Lord, Mary was able to do that. And there were so many Bible verses that we used to confirm the fact that Mary was devoted to the living God. Using our soul and our heart, that means our mind, our emotion, our power or will to be able to choose to serve the Lord. Not caring about ourselves, but the Lord is just the focus. What a glorious life she lived. The fifth thing that was mentioned in that Deuteronomy 10, verse 13, is that to observe the Lord's command and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good. When we observe everything the Lord has told us, we are doing that for our own good. We do exactly what He commands. Did Mary do this? Of course she did. She did. She was able to minister to Christ. She was able to do everything to please God. She obeyed everything. She did not cause confusion. She was just doing the will of God. When you do the will of God, there won't be confusion. There won't be any quarrel. There won't be conflict. Just do the will of God. You know, if we go, there are so many places where Mary was mentioned. But the one I want to really concentrate on is John chapter 20, and that was after the resurrection. Please turn with me to John chapter 20. It's like my favorite chapter in the whole scripture. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. Look at the devotion of Mary there. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. The Lord has been taken out." He did not say the dead Jesus. Look at the love of Mary. And we don't know where they have put him. Mary saying that, "I know where he was buried. I knew the very tomb because I was sitting opposite that place when Joseph of Arimathea, you know, put him in that sepulchre. I knew everything, but he is no more there." So Peter and the other disciples started to the tomb, but were running. But the other disciples are trying Peter and read the tomb first. Can you see? Maybe Peter was getting a bit older, and John is the one referred to as the one loved by the Lord there. He bent over, that verse 5, he bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. That was John. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had read the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. they believed that, something had happened. You know, John was waiting outside the sepulchre that, okay, what made Peter to be keeping so long? Oh, what happened to him? Is he also dead inside there? Let me just go in and check what is happening. And then he saw it and discovered the linen, knowing fully well that something had happened because the linen were not scattered. They were put there just as if the body had evaporated. The Bible said they still did not understand from scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They did not understand it yet. You will see who understood it first. Let's go on. Then the disciples went back to their homes. That is the portion I don't like there. You know, Peter and John left Mary alone there to start to puzzle on what to do. The Bible said they went back to their own homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. You want to know the reason why Mary was the first one that saw Jesus? It is in her devotion. The Bible says she was crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb that I knew that Peter and John, they went into this place. Let me bend and see for myself. And saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been. Where were the angels when Peter and John went in? Of course, they are always there. But God will not reveal anything to us if we are not devoted, if we are not steadfast, if we are not in great love for Him, if we are half-heartedly in love, we may not see the glory of God. One at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" As if they didn't know. But they still want to know from her. "Why are you crying?" Listen to what she said. "They have taken my Lord away. See a great devotion. See a great love. They have taken my Lord away," she said. "And I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. I love this part. But she did not realize it was Jesus. Don't forget that Jesus had resurrected in a new body. And another reason is because even Mary was in great sorrow, crying, "Where have they put the body of my Lord?" Can you personalize the Lord Jesus that way and say, "He's my Lord and I am ready to do anything for my Lord"? Verse 15 says, "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" As Jesus did not know also. The Lord will always want to know exactly how much we love Him by our utterances, by what we say, by our vocabulary. Thinking it was the gardener, she says, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." I will get him. Don't forget that all the disciples, even Captain Peter, had gone back. The beloved John had gone back. Now, Mary is saying that if you know where he is, don't think that I'm a woman. Don't think that where am I going to get the energy? I will get him. You just show me the place and I will go there. Don't forget, the Bible said it was still dark. She was alone searching for the Lord. How much do you search for the Lord? Listen to verse 16. Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciple with the news, "I have seen the Lord." You miss it. But I have seen him, and I am the apostle to the apostles now. I am going to tell you the news. The meaning of apostle in Greek is apostolos. That means the one who is sent. The Lord sent Mary Magdalene to the disciples, "Go and tell them that I have risen And so, Mary was the first one to carry the glorious news that Jesus is alive. And she told them that he has said these things to her. Amen. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Who saw the Lord first? Mary Magdalene saw the Lord first. What is the reward of her devotion, of her love, of her walking with the Lord, of fearing the Lord, of obeying the commandment of God? What's her reward? Her reward is that she was the first to see the risen Jesus, the first evangelist, the first apostle to go and tell the whole world the glorious news, the Lord is risen. What Christ is able to do for a woman is what we can learn from the life of Mary Magdalene. What can the Lord do in the life of a woman? Whatever her problems, without despising a woman, what a woman can do, what can Jesus do for a woman? How can Jesus turn a woman around to be an instrument, to be a powerful voice in proclaiming the good news? Do you know that you can be an evangelist of the Lord? If Mary Magdalene can be an evangelist, you can be. The Bible told us in Acts chapter 1 that they were all together in one accord, and the Holy Spirit fell on them, and the Lord turned them to be a witness. And they were going, although from that point we don't hear about Mary Magdalene again, but I am so sure that even before he received the power of the Holy Spirit, he had the zeal and the power to be a witness. How much more when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit? He had been on fire. The second thing that we can learn is that what a woman can do for Christ, who loved her so much, is what we learn from the life of Mary. What can a woman do for the Lord? We have seen it. Once she was ill from all the problems, she became instrument in the hand of God. Have you met the Lord? Have you been forgiven? Have you received the forgiveness? Because you can be forgiven and you may not receive the forgiveness. Have you received the forgiveness of God? Have you forgiven yourself? Or you are still holding to the past and you are thinking that you have done something? Just know that is the devil chaining you down. Learn from Mary Magdalene, who got the zeal and started to run with the vision that the Lord had given her. What vision have you received? The vision of Calvary is the greatest vision of what God has done for us. You will be used by God to the glory of God and to the shame of the devil in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the great love that you have shown us. Lord, you did not allow fear in the life of Mary while it was yet dark. The Bible said Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, and she was able to identify where the Lord was buried. She did not make mistakes. She did not do a guesswork, because she was sound in her mind, in her spirit. She was resolute to just follow the Lord, whatever is going to cost her. Give her that power to also be able to follow Jesus, whatever is going to cost us, to the glory of your holy name. Thank you, Lord, because you are a faithful God. We thank you, Lord. I pray for anyone that is suffering in any problem that is bringing spiritual backwardness or emotional backwardness or physical backwardness. The Lord Jesus that is risen, that revealed himself to Mary Magdalene, may that same Jesus reveal himself to you. Even as I am praying right now, may you get up from that point and start to run with the vision of the great love that the Lord has given. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book, Virtuous Woman, or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org. Or call 651 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Virtuous Woman.